This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
On for 3,000 years, and we're not about to be swayed by mistaken policies that have caused great, great damage. Israelis do not need to be lectured about the importance of peace by foreign leaders. Israel's hand has been extended in peace to its neighbors from day one, from its very first day. We've prayed for peace. We've worked for it every day since then. And thousands of Israeli families have made the ultimate sacrifice to defend our country and advance peace. My family has been one of them. There are many, many others. No one wants peace more than the people of Israel. Israel remains.
Well, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and his comments, again, about Israel's position on the situation there. As we've been discussing and spoke with experts yesterday, quite repeatedly, that was, what we heard time and time again was the United States was like in La La Land, like the movie here, as Michael Rubin, broke it down and others, so brilliantly, I thought, in addressing this issue, is that, again, it brings out just, I don't know what you want to call it. If you want to call it the arrogance or misguided understanding of what's going on. I mean, who would understand and want peace more than Israel? I mean, they've been attacked, have been in constant attack. And, as we said, for all the problems that the world is facing right now, the United Nations somehow is going to flex their muscles and go after a little speck after Israel. I mean, this is like the bully on the block, that just figures, okay, who's...
Over land that was given to them.
Right, exactly.
But they've never expanded their borders. Yeah. All their land's been given to them.
Well, it was land theirs, arguably,
It was given to them.
But arguably, they're looking back at some of the Six-Day War, some of the land there that was, that they'd taken. But I don't blame them. I mean, look, if somebody comes and attacks you, and you think that there's some, military, advantage to have some of the land there, can you protect yourself? Because, as we were talking yesterday, I mean, you can get from one side of Israel to the other in like about 17 minutes, I believe is what one expert said, in a jet. I mean, it's nothing, to travel across the breadth of Israel. So if you start taking back land, I mean, 17 minutes becomes 10 minutes. I mean, what can you do? I mean, it's going to be tough enough as it is to protect yourself in 17 minutes as opposed to, maybe down to 10. I mean, and of course, there's been a proven track record when they have given land to the Palestinians. Then Hamas comes in, and next thing you know, it's rockets, red glare, and they're being bombed with thousands of bombs. And it's like, where's the UN on that? How do they forget that kind of history, Scott?
Hamas, who is, aren't they labeled the terrorist organization?
Well, yeah, of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but all this stuff comes into play. And I, when I was in Israel, we were there at, basically the border there that, one retired major, he's taken us up there on top of this, blown out building that was once controlled by Hamas. And, we're just sitting there on top, and he goes, yeah, over there to the left is Hamas, and you got ISIS next to them, and then next to them you got Al-Qaeda remnants, and then in between you've got the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, keeping an eye on these guys. And I'm going, and we're on top of this building with a uniformed officer. Why? We're like, we're going to be targeted. But was that close, Scott? I mean, you're talking, within a mile. And they're just kind of all keeping an eye on themselves, you know. It's like, you know, Wile E. Coyote here. I don't know, man. Pretty crazy stuff here. But again, I don't think we really understand what they're dealing with.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy New Year as we approach the conclusion of 2016. Look forward to 2017, and I know many of us we can't wait for 2017. You know, with all that the president, as he's heading out the door, is trying to do to this country. In the old days, we would say that he was spoiling the well, or, you know, doing what some would do when they lose land. They would put salt on the earth to do something that they could, you know, just kind of leave a damaging signature to what they left behind. Is that what President Obama is doing? I mean, it makes you wonder. Megan Barth is with us right now. It's always good to have Megan with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Had a great Christmas. Hope you did too.
Wonderful.
Happy New Year.
Yes, I know. Looking forward to that. So what say you, Megan, you know, what President Obama is doing? I mean, on these waning days and hours, I mean, he is, you know, some are saying that he's trying to hamstring, you know, Donald Trump. But I see this as more diabolical than that. I mean, I just cannot believe. And this comes out of the same guy who said that he was so appreciative of the Bushes and how gracious they were in making every allowance for him to, you know, make for a smooth transition from their administration to his, and how appreciative of that he was. But I guess he actually forgot how that, you know, what that meant. He could talk about it, but he couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, let's keep in mind he's a liar. He's continually lied to the American people, whether it comes about Obamacare or the Bergdahl exchange, for example. He's been caught in many lies. Second of all, he's a community organizer. He's a trained community organizer. There was never going to be a peaceful transition of power. That was all a lot of talk, like all hat, no cattle, right?
Mm. Yes, exactly.
And as a community organizer, he is trained to agitate, divide, and to create chaos. And so from a community organizer's perspective, he's getting A pluses across the board. What he just did to Nevada, my home state.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask you about that, but yes, good. All right, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What he just did to Nevada and Utah by using an Antiquities Act from, I think it was 1909 or something like that, going against the people's will of this state, unless Harry Reid mm-hmm. wanted this.
Of course.
But in Utah, they didn't want 1.3 million acres of their land taken away from them by the federal government. It was a huge land grab that he did solely through executive fiat by interpreting a century-old law on the book in order to create more destruction and to, again, put a stranglehold on the energy industry that will now be led by Rick Perry. So not only has he attacked our oceans by using laws, old laws, but now he's taking away our land here in the West, which we could use for shale exploration as well as other energy sources.
Exactly. Well, Megan, put into perspective here, though, I mean, and this is what drives people, you know, and they scratch their heads in the East and they go, What's up with the states in the West? So much of the land, you talk about land grab by the government. I mean, it's probably about 50%. But when you get to Utah, now it's 85%. Why didn't Barack Obama just claim the entire state of Utah for the government? I mean, they only left 15% of the land.
Too obvious.
I mean, like it isn't already. But I mean, you know, what's left, right?
Well, exactly. And Jason Chaffetz, I don't know if you caught his interview on Megyn Kelly last night. She's on vacation, but her co-host. He said, and he's the representative from Utah, he said that he was given 50 minutes notice that this was happening to his state, whereby for the last, he said, at least year, he's been trying to get a meeting with Obama, a bipartisan meeting with Obama and other members of the Congress to talk about this designation of land. But the people of Utah simply don't want it. The people of Vegas here, this affects our ranchers. This affects our energy exploration. You know, people don't understand. We still have the wild, wild west, but our ranchers are being literally put out of business that they've had for generations. There's no better steward of a land than a rancher.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, this has been proven time and again. The government has just let the land lie fallow out there. It has been destructive to the land. Its resources have been compromised. I mean, it's an absolute mess. I mean, you're going to slaughter
dozens of horses. Yeah,
exactly.
Horses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
ranchers used to take care of wild mustangs. They just euthanized hundreds of them because they simply do not know. A government bureaucrat does not know how to be a steward of a land because they don't have any skin in the game.
Right. Well, of course not. But this is the thing. See, maybe, Megan, this is what needed to happen for there to be a local revolt in Nevada, the western states that have the government's tentacles so involved in their land that there needs to, you know, you talk about using an old law and intent. I mean, it's time to go back and review these and really honor what the intent and the founding fathers had in mind here, not to have a land grab. I mean, where you've got the government, I understand you need, you might want to protect some national monuments and that sort of thing, but arbitrarily and to go beyond that and just be so aggressive and take more land than even those that are on the side of taking the land were surprised, saying, "Wow, this is a great Christmas present." You know, I was expecting a little fire engine truck here, and I got a city full of fire trucks here. I mean, this is overreach beyond.
Yeah, it's overreach beyond, but that's what despots do. What he's done now by using old laws to create environmental policy, again, going around the Congress to create law, getting their approval from any one of the senators or congressmen from those states. He's basically now protected a vast amount of water from oil exploration and drilling, and now he's impacted our land. And not only is he using old laws based on his interpretation, but he creates laws, as we all know, through executive fiat. And so as a community organizer, a trained community organizer that he is going to leave as much chaos in a wake of destruction as possible in order not to just create harm for President Trump and create diversions and chaos in Trump's first 100 days, but it's also to create that much chaos for the people within those states and our country.
Exactly.
What just happened to Israel?
Yes.
If there is a registered Democrat who's a Jew after this, they have to be suffering from some sort of Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. This is clearly amazing, Megan. I mean, what is President Trump going to have to do? He's going to have almost a czar, a special focus and attention to the unwinding of all these, presidential edicts that have come down in these waning days. I mean, you know, we've got so much work ahead of us just to move this country forward, much less to go back and take care of and unwind, all these executive orders.
Right. Whatever Obama has touched has completely turned to ashes. You look at Obamacare, that's supposed to be his legacy. It's a massive failure. You look at how he's used and weaponized the bureaucracies of the federal government against the American people. And again, I mean, we shouldn't expect any less.
Exactly. Well, Megan, we got to go to break. We got more from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 after, the top of the hour.
As the health benefits you seek, when compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Little Star Wars movie there for you, Megan Barth. As we bring Megan Barth back with us, Megan, of course, the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. You know, I hear the music, and of course, everybody's heart is heavy with the news of losing Princess Leia, you know, in Carrie Fisher. And then within 24 hours, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, passes.
That's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, people talk about people who die of a broken heart. You know, we hear this often of, you know, married couples that are so close that, you know, just very closely. I mean, like, you know, Johnny Cash, Johnny and June Carter Cash, you know, within months, you know, Johnny followed the passing of June Carter Cash. And, you know, so you hear these repeated stories like this, but it's, very sad. And you know, you consider the breadth of work. I mean, of Debbie Reynolds. I mean, what an iconic, you know, figure she is in and of herself. And, you know, the stories between the two women here. So, it looks like, they're going to have, some are saying a mother-daughter funeral, you know, for the two of them.
Well, it seems like that would be fitting as they, you know, lived closely together, especially in their later life. They were somewhat estranged, from what I understand, but that would certainly be fitting because, and I do believe in that. I do believe that you can die from a broken heart. My grandparents went very close and they were they were together since they were 19 years old, you know, and they passed in their 80s. And, you know, when you live with someone for that long, you know, you don't really want to live anymore when they're gone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we pray for the families and, you know, we're grateful for the legacies that both these women left behind in their, you know, the way they shared their talents, you know, what they offered us. And of course, we still have another opportunity. 8 is already in the can. I'm speaking of Star Wars. Number 8 is already in. And then, you know, they'll figure out what will happen and how they will use her going forward, if they will be able to. You know, she just, you know, fades off the big screen. But yeah, what a gift both women have been to us. Megan, I want to get back into these the situation, you know, with what happened with Obama and the big step back. And some have said the stabbing in the back. Some have said back nothing. It was right in the chest, the stabbing that was done to our number one ally and only democratic, you know, democratic state in the Middle East. And we really stuck it to them. And to make it worse, you got John Kerry coming on and, you know, just spouting out. I don't know if you can just say, I mean, if they're just flat out lies, which would be consistent with the Obama administration, because it seems like they're redefining what lying is all about here.
Yeah, for John Kerry to say that Israel somehow does not align with our values was absolutely shocking. And but you know, when you look at this administration, they have bowed to despots, engaged and supported terrorists, released terrorists, made friends with our former enemies like Cuba, overthrown the Libyan government, overthrown the Egyptian government, left Iran alone, funded Iran with $1.8 billion, and now have taken the sides of the Palestinians. And it was interesting to watch John Kerry's commentary, and quite frightening, actually, when he said that Israel does not want a two-state solution. And that's just not acceptable. When did Palestine ever want a two-state solution? Back in 2005, when there was some sort of meeting of the minds, when Israel stopped settlement, they were met with mortar fire and rockets and suicide bombers. And Israel, when you look at the education system, and this was even more appalling and garish, when John Kerry had compared Israeli education to Palestinian education, well, Palestinian kindergartners are taught not just, you know, math and reading. No, they're taught how to kill Jews, ways on how to kill Jews. Mm-hmm. Israel children are taught the basics, like reading and math and arithmetic, but they're also taught to defend themselves from the Palestinians. So this is a generational type of jihad.
Yes.
That the Palestinians are engaged in. The Israelis allow Arabs and people of all faiths practice within their borders, which are only as large as Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we've sided our country for the first time in history, has really turned our back on Israel and has sided again with a terrorist regime.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for him to go on and some would say drone on for as long as he did, it just demonstrated how misunderstood they are about the dynamics there. I mean, time and again, the Palestinians have asked for concessions. I think at one point, Benjamin Netanyahu offered about 97, almost 98% of what they wanted, and that still was not good enough. It didn't bring them to the table. So, you know, I don't know what John Kerry sees now that's different than what the Palestinians have said all along. I mean, it's been consistent. And I don't know what part the West does not understand. You know, how do you negotiate with somebody when they say, I want you dead? I mean, at that point, you're just negotiating how you're going to die, I guess.
Right. And so I guess what the Obama administration and John Kerry want is another radicalized Islamic country surrounding Israel that's going to be led by the terrorist group Hamas. So I guess Hamas is supposed to have its own country now. So they, too, will have legitimacy in a region that is another Middle Eastern Islamic failure, but one that's extraordinarily violent and despotic. And so this is who the Barack Obama administration has aligned itself with, and we should not be surprised again, because they have been, this administration has been the most anti-Israeli, anti-American administration that I have seen.
Yeah, the thing is that who's been conducting the knife intifadas, the car intifadas? I mean, has that not been the Palestinians that have done that? I mean, when I was in Israel the night before we left, we weren't allowed to go into Bethlehem, okay, because they said it's too dangerous, you can't go there. And the night before we left, a mother of four was stabbed to death by an Arab there, by a Palestinian. So, you know, it has been the Palestinians that have been conducting these terrorist acts. And to your point, and this is, again, something that, I mean, I was awakened to this year when I saw a graduating class of 4 or 5-year-olds. I can't, what would equate to a kindergarten class. And to your point, they were demonstrating as part of the graduation ceremony, these young kids, they were all dressed like little terrorists, and they were acting out, killing Jews and wreaking havoc and everything. And this was part of their graduation ceremony. So what we're missing here on the West is the indoctrination of these young kids. This is not going to be something that changes overnight because of how these kids have been raised, what they've been, you know, just saturated with. This is a generational conflict that we're having to deal with. And for President Obama to feed it even further and to equate somehow Jewish settlements with Palestinian terrorism, wow, I mean, how disconnected from reality. I mean, we need to get you out of the faculty lounge and get you into the front lines to understand what's going on, if that's what you think.
No, that's what he believes. Hamas, within their charter, calls for the destruction of Israel. Israel, in their charter, does not call for the destruction of anyone.
Right.
They had to build the Gold Dome in order to protect themselves from radical Muslim extremists, which surround them, even though Barack Obama won't admit that Islam is a radical ideology that spawns through generational jihad, future jihadists, and simply has never combated radical Islam. He's been more concerned of combating climate change.
Yeah, I mean, of all things that, and even the United Nations, I mean, how irrelevant did they make themselves? Of all the things that the world is dealing with right now, we're going to worry about this one little speck, this little minor, you know, piece of property out here in Israel, and they're going to really put their full force and effort on picking on Israel. I mean, again, I think it's the bully on the block going to, the least line of offense. You know, they're not going to have to, especially when the United States says, look, we're going to take one big giant step backwards on this, right? Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Megan. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bill. Happy New Year.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Here we come, the West Berlin.
Bill Martinez, live.
I know some of you young kids may hear this and you think, here we go, wrestling. No, this is wrestling. This is what you do in Ireland. You just go around, and it's rather a festive event, and you're just wishing each other, a very blessed new year coming in, and it's just kind of a neat tradition, and I love that. Of course, that's music from the Gettys to remind us that, hey, even here in America, we can embrace some of these traditions of other countries and wrestle around. Why not wrestle? And, so here we come. We'll wrestle and wish everyone a very happy, happy new year. Hey, another way that we're doing that is we have an offer here for you. If you would like a copy of Hillsong's United, a new DVD Blu-ray disc that was just released, this movie is going to blow you away. If you haven't seen it yet in the big screen, you will have a chance to have your very own copy. Compliments of Bill Martinez Live. The movie is titled Let Hope Rise. And you, you watch this movie and you just, hope envelops you by the mere virtue of the songs and the music and the blessings of Hillsong United. This is absolutely spectacular. So if you'd like a copy of it, send me an email. It's that simple. And thank you very much for those of you that have. You are in the running. We will pick, we've got quite a number of DVDs and Blu-ray discs to give away, and we're happy to do that, absolutely free. So just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's the address, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Just that simple. And tell me, say, hey, put me in the running. I want to be in the hoppa. I'd like one of those Hillsong United DVDs, Let Hope Rise, and we'd be happy to do that. And make sure you include your address so we know where to send it, and so that you can start enjoying it. You will be blessed immensely, I guarantee you. Well, I think we're waiting for Jim Antle, James Antle III, who's the Washington Examiner's politics editor, previously managing editor of the Daily Caller. He may have gotten called into something because this was, kind of a last-minute deal, but wanted to bring him on to talk about the UN resolution finally making Israel a partisan fight. You know, think about it. His point's well taken here. His perspective, very balanced, is that, after all these years, finally, even in spite of all the maneuvering of the Democrats and whether it's Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi or the president himself, the president's found a way to bring both sides, together and have Democrats and Republicans cross the aisle. And this is regarding this whole issue of what the United States decided to do in taking one humongous step backwards and allowing, the United Nations to, to do what they did against Israel. I mean, this is incredible, for the first time ever, that the United States, who has always vowed to be an ally to the only democratic entity in the Middle East, and supposedly our most major of major allies, and we just stepped away. This is beyond disgusting. And as Scott had said earlier, and I agree, I don't know how Democrats would align themselves, how Jews would align themselves with Democrats. But there's been worse things that the Democratic Party have done to Jews, but they keep on going. So it's just like one of those head scratchers. I mean, I've had many conversations with my good friend Dennis Prager. Dennis, I don't understand it. And what he said to me was right off the bat, and this is what I had to really get set in my mind. He goes, Bill, first of all, you can understand. Most people, they look at Israel and see Jews, and they think they're all religious. They're not. They're very secular. And, and that in and of itself, I got to tell you, really brought some sadness to my heart. Because, being a student of the Bible and a theologian, as I consider myself to be, I just have such a connection with Israel and with the Old Testament, with God's law. And I am so grateful, for the traditions and the knowledge. And you talk about the wisdom that is there, and, to see how they've been affected. And, of course, historically, you know that to be the case. No different here in the United States, even with Christians. People have purported to be Christians and their behaviors not necessarily line up. I mean, that's our humanity. It's something that we all deal with. And I would hope that people would not look at the hypocrisy and say, okay, well, what validity, does this religion have? This is a personal situation. It's something that you do on your own. Believe me, my journey has taken me through to appreciate that this is a personal decision, and it needs to be measured on that. And I'd hope that anything that you would hear from me would only encourage you to pursue it, to continue to ask questions, and draw near to God and get the hopefully the answers you're looking for. But yes, we are in our humanity, we're less than. And this is why we need Jesus and why we need God in our lives, because of our failings.
There's another thing that bothers me about the resolution. Mm. We went and we got people to back the resolution. By all accounts, it sounds like we're the ones that pushed these New Zealand and these other countries to bring it back to the table.
Well, yeah, Donald Trump got Egypt. Supposedly, he convinced Egypt they needed to pull the resolution off the table, and they did. And then John Kerry, it seems fairly obvious that John Kerry and the administration, backdoored the deal and got somebody else to do it.
Not only did they backdoor the deal, but then they didn't even have the backbone to vote.
Yes,
they
right.
just abstained.
Right.
They just said, well, whatever.
Right. I mean, it really is an act of cowardice. Somebody had used that word, and I thought about it, and I said, yeah, but the way it came out, and there's still more to understand as to what's going on, because, like you said, the administration has been really, one thing that they have perfected is deception as much as they can. And, of course, they've been aided and abetted by the mainstream media that refuses to, report on these things. But it's clear you know, by virtue of the decisions and the trajectory and what's going on, that they did this. Netanyahu, the prime minister, said almost shortly after the decision, he said they had hardcore evidence that the United States had done this. And, you know, meanwhile, the administration is, you know, they're back on their heels. Oh, no, they don't. And they're probably, you know, calling up Putin and going, hey, did you just hack us again? Did you got some more of our emails? You know, it's just crazy, Scott.
Yeah.
But you know, look,
it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Yeah. But you know, for us to do this to our number one ally, again, it pronounces what, in a big way, what Marco Rubio said all along, is that, you know, our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. And, well, I'll tell you, Donald Trump's got his work cut out for him. Because what's being handed to him is not, it's not a tidied up situation. I mean, I'm talking about President Obama, is doing everything he can to unsettle this deal. And then, you know, and this is the other crazy thing, too. In the midst of all this, somehow, you know, it must be good because President Obama is being announced for the 9th consecutive year as the man of the most admired man, in the world, the most admired man for the 9th year. And you're going, who are they asking? Yeah, and who's filling up the box here, the voting box here, you know, to get in? Because I don't track on this. I don't track with an over 50% approval rating when he continues to do these kind of things and not be very gracious in exiting out the door. And, of course, there's more to come here. We still got 3 weeks plus yet of his administration, and he still has that pen, and he's got that cell phone. And what else? How much more damage can he do on his way out? And I think of, what Donald Trump may have hoped to do in the first 100 days is going to be compromised a bit by just cleaning up the mess that is going to be left behind by the Obama administration. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 minutes before the top of the hour. The one and only, yes, we're talking about the Lucy girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart's coming up next.
Bristol Myers Squibb. Do you know someone whose life has been touched by cancer? With over 32 million patients worldwide, the impact of cancer can be felt in nearly every family. For the second year, actor Eric Stone Street is partnering with Bristol Myers Squibb on Ready, Raise, Rise to educate Americans about immuno-oncology, a rapidly evolving area of research that seeks to harness the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. Eric Stone Street, actor and cancer research activist.
Too many families like mine have been touched by cancer. That's why it's important for everyone to be informed about advancements in cancer research like immuno-oncology. Join me, raise, and share a flag at ReadyRaiseRise.com today. It takes just 30 seconds, and you can honor a loved one touched by cancer and help raise awareness for cancer research. For each flag raised and shared, a donation from Bristol Myers Squibb will be made to an advocacy group that you select.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to raise and share your flag today. For more, visit ReadyRaiseRise.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is James Hurston time, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, if you want to be in the running for that Hillsong United DVD Blu-ray we're giving away, real simple, just drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Let Hope Rise. It is the movie that is blowing minds away. It is absolutely a blessing. And just in time for this holiday season, having gone through Christmas, New Year's just right around the corner, and of course it is time for Lolo, the Lucy girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, yes, national radio host herself, a motivational speaker, a professor, probably one of the better looking professors I've ever seen in my life. I think if I'd had you for a teacher, I might have stayed in school a little bit longer.
You're hilarious. Well, when I started teaching, I was not that much older than the kids. I was like in my really early 30s, and the kids were like 20, 22, 18 was the youngest, and I was maybe 28 to 30. And so they were always like, hey, I'm like, go on, I'm your teacher.
Behave yourself.
Speeches for Speech Com would be to propose to me. I'm like,
no way. No,
yes,
really?
Did. I had that happen. One kid was so cute, and he did one of his speeches, proposed to me, and brought me one of those candy rings.
Oh my God.
And presented it to me, and I was just laughing. Yeah, so those were some great years. I mean, I'm telling you. But now I'm so much older, they're like, can I be in the old bags class?
Stop it.
I'm still fun.
Hey.
I'm older.
So did you get a bunch of, I got a real neat Christmas gift, but I got to tell you what's driving me nuts. You know, when you get CDs, with all the technology that we have here in America, why are they so childproof? I still can't. I mean, you know, to get into that packaging that they send these
CDs in. It's like getting a medicine bottle or worse.
Whatever. I mean, it's like, come on, are you kidding me? I got to bring out a switchblade in order to break into this thing, and I'm tearing up the jewel box and everything in the process?
Yeah.
Come on. They can't come up with something simple?
They will. Give it another year or two.
Well, maybe now that Trump's coming to office, this will, on top, ahead of the economy, ahead of everything else, he's going to take care of the CD packaging problem for America, and we can all rejoice, right?
Well, Bill, I have a little message for you. I don't think people listen to CDs that much anymore. I think you're a dying breed.
Speaking of old fogies class, right?
I'm sitting there going, I haven't opened a CD case in probably 5 years.
Well, now I know why I don't, you know. I just go, because I do a lot in iTunes. There's no, but some well-meaning friend knows how much I love Christmas music, which I listen to just about 12 months out of the year.
Me too.
I just love it. And so they blessed me with the Time Life Treasury of Christmas Holiday Memories.
Nice.
2-CD collection. Really, really neat. I mean, some old classic songs there. And but it's got the packaging here that just frustrates the holy what have you out of
it. See, I use my teeth. And my dad gets mad because he was a dentist. He's retired. And I use my teeth for everything. And he's like, quit doing that. You're going to break your teeth. I'm like, that's what they're for.
Exactly. I mean, God created teeth so that, because he knew down the road we'd get these CD packages that we need to bust open.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is frustrating. So what did you get for Christmas that was so special besides
pretty
all
much,
your children and everything?
My two front teeth is what I got. My kids got a little tiny mini Polaris.
Uh-huh.
And they have just been having a roar with
it. Is that that little vehicle thing you sent me a picture of where
the
Knox was running over horses and goats and everything with?
Yeah, I'm like, watch the dog! And I mean, the dogs are like, yeah, but see, we only got the one because they're not cheap, and they have to share it. So they also got, like, Spider-Man bikes, but they're fighting over who's going to drive.
So are you doing, like, an odd day, even day rotation like we did back in the 70s?
Sorta.
Yeah.
And I think Channing would even admit that Knox is probably the better driver. Like, he can whip that thing in reverse and but he's going near the road. I'm like, if you go near the road, you're going to get in trouble. And we live like in the middle of nowhere. Like, even in our neighborhood, it's gated, there's no traffic. So even if he goes out there, we're safe. But still, we're like, stay in the driveway.
Mm.
But yeah, they are having a ball. I mean, they're having some, but we were up till 5 a.m. getting all the stuff together. And so the next day, we're like, Merry Christmas. You remember that when you had little kids?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
trying to put stuff together, and we realized the next day we had forgotten to put Santa cookies out. We forgot to put the reindeer food out. So we
poor Santa, reindeer. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You upset the universe here. What, are you kidding me?
We forgot. So we're putting it up till next year. It should be really good in a year.
Well, actually, you can put up twice as much the next year.
That's true.
That might work. Well, that's good.
That might work.
I got to tell you, Lauren, you know, what I'm hearing around everybody, this seems to be a rather, just a brighter Christmas in the general context. I don't know, maybe just in the road I'm traveling in or whatever, but the general consensus was that this was one of the better Christmases this year. I don't know why.
I'm like you, though. I love Christmas all the time anyway. Right. I start listening to Christmas music in October, so. Yeah, I'm always delighted, and I'm always sad when it's over, and so I always cling to the epiphany. I'm like, hey, it's not over. You know, we've got through the 1st of January, so I'm still celebrating. But I think people are just so much more grateful, maybe. I do notice that people thought it was over quicker than normal. Sorry, that's my six-year-old. They were surprised that it was over that fast.
Right.
And, you know, because normally, because we embrace it and live in it so long, that by the time January 5th or comes, you're ready to move on, but people are like, it's over. I didn't even get my card. I mean, I'm still sending my cards out, which I told y'all are Happy New Year's this year.
Right,
I knew
exactly.
Ahead of time it was going to be a crazy year, so I did that on purpose, but it was over so quick, and I think it was because we were so entrenched in what was going on in our world that it snuck up on us.
Well, I think we all want a little bit of a pause, you know, hit the pause button because of everything leading up to it. You know, with the elections and everything, I think it's kind of a waiting to exhale kind of moment here in the country. Even though we did have some crazy moments that go along with the holidays, those just, you know, it just comes with the packaging, I guess. But by and large, though, I'm hearing a lot of positive stories and, you know, people just really embracing the spirit of what Christmas is all about this year. I thought it was real special.
Have moments of being just so grateful for things that I so easily in the past have taken for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think for all of us to, instead of wishing that we were somewhere else, which I'm not saying you don't want to have hope, but to really bring
you have to be a celebrity. You have to be a celebrity to wish that you were somewhere else. To be a celebrity and trying to reconcile in your brain that Donald Trump got elected president by a majority of people.
No, I don't know if those people's Christmas was that great, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. Yes. Yeah, but it was still, you know, an interesting, like you say, an interesting time with all the different sentiments and that went on because of what happened with the election. But I think people are just ready to go. Hey, look at let's be about our business. Let's play our role, and we do have a role in this new government, ladies and gentlemen. It's called We the People, and
yes.
We need to hold these ladies accountable. All right, we voted them into office. Let's make sure that mm-hmm. they do what it is that they said they were going to do.
Well, and stay in contact with your mm-hmm. congressmen, with your senators. Well, I don't know that most of us are good about doing that because we get so entrenched in our own lives. It's easier to go, what about this? What about that? Yeah. But are we contacting them? Are we saying, this is how I feel? This is something important? Y'all know I'm a big animal lover, so I'm already mm-hmm. going, who can I get to in the Trump administration that will actually care about animals and do something about this spaying and neutering? You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? It's like I'm already going, who can I reach out to that my little voice might matter? And if we all thought that way, we'd get things done.
Well, Lauren,
what difference does it make if I say anything?
Exactly. You know, to your point, we were talking with the amazing Kreskin of all people, and he talked about one of the things coming up in 2017 is a greater abandonment of animals. And that just breaks my heart. I mean, I've got enough with the current level of abandonment of animals.
Right.
Much less an increased abandonment of animals. And he said, yeah, there's things that are happening, going to happen within the government that is going to, again, promote more abandonment. So the very thing we're trying to avoid will happen. And that just breaks my heart. But, you know, to your point, we need to pick something. Let's pick something this year. That should be part of our New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Let's go and get passionate about something. Let's really drive this deal because we need to be activated citizens. That's what this country is all about. We deactivated and the elites took over. And look what they did. They ran us in a ditch, gave us $20 trillion of debt and a country now that wonders whether or not we're really secure or if we're very vulnerable.
Well, and you feel like we're all making less across the board as a whole,
yes.
But then everything is costing more. So
mm-hmm.
you're going to buy anything from A to Z, and you're like, what? 10 years ago, this would have been a half or a third this price. And my paycheck isn't reflecting that I'm making more, but everything is astronomically more expensive, it seems. And so I think people are fed up with it, and that's something that was so empowering about this election, regardless of who you voted for, is that so many people voted. People cared. You know, people had an opinion, and hopefully that's going to, you know, stay with us, that desire
exactly.
to be involved, to have a voice, you know, mm-hmm. to say, I'm in America, and it's a great country, and my voice does matter. And we always need to remember that. It
yeah.
does matter. And stay in new to your dogs and cats, would you?
Really?
I sound like Bob Barker.
I got a story for it.
I don't remember if he's alive anymore.
Yeah, I've got a story about Bob Barker. I met him years ago when I was in the Marine Corps. I used to take, the vets. Well, no, they weren't vets at that time. They were military coming in from Vietnam. And we would take them to the show, and they would meet up with their wives in a surprising skit. You remember those?
Yes.
Yeah, I was there. I was there in dress blues, taking him down there many times for many years. In fact, Bob Barker said upon my retirement, he goes, yeah, Bill's leaving the military to go become you're going to appreciate this.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention.